Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 25th. Today's word is anathematize, spelled A-N-A-T-H-E-M-A-T-I-Z-E. Anathematize is a verb that means to curse or denounce. Here's the word used in a sentence from New York Magazine by Jonathan Chait. A great deal has happened in a very short time. Feminist reforms in the home and workplace have gained renewed momentum. Youth culture has anathematized bullying and accorded pride of place to nerd culture. When 16th century English speakers needed a verb meaning to condemn by anathema, that is, by an official curse from church authority, anathematize proved to be just the right word. But anathematize didn't originate in English as a combination of the noun anathema and the suffix -ize, I-Z-E. Rather, our verb is based on forebears in late Latin and Greek. Anathematize can still indicate solemn, formal condemnation, but today it can also have milder applications. The same is true of the word anathema itself, which now often means simply a vigorous denunciation, or more frequently, something or someone intensely disliked or loathed. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.